Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, I think we could talk a little bit about what SpaceX has achieved this year. We're right at the end of the year now, so all sorts of people are doing all sorts of retrospectives, looking back at what 2024 has held for us. I thought we could, instead of endlessly blackpilling, we could do a white pill or two.
Yeah, I'm excited for this. I don't normally pay any attention to what's going on in space news, although I know that's more your area of area of expertise, so please enlighten me.
I like living in the past, i.e. my obsession with history, but also the future. One of the things that I'm most gutted about, profoundly gutted in life with the human experience, is that I don't get to see what happens.
Is that you're living in the present.
Yeah.
That's the worst part of life, it's living right now.
It's really disappointing. Out of the past, the present, and the future, the present is the most disappointing.
Yeah.
And mundane, even though things are happening, but still. I'm just really gutted. I don't get to see really the exploration of the solar system, let alone the galaxy.
Well, you never know.
It's a shame.
You never know.
What, like cryogenics? I could get frozen?
Yeah, maybe.
Reawoken.
You look a bit like a supervillain, so I reckon we could freeze you.
I have no idea what you're talking about. So SpaceX, Elon SpaceX. One of the things I'll say is that I don't think anyone could disagree with the fact that if it wasn't for Elon personally, SpaceX and the technologies that they're developing just would not be happening. NASA wouldn't be doing this. The Russian space agencies wouldn't be doing this stuff.
I mean, not yet, I think SpaceX already has like loads of contracts out with NASA anyway.
Oh yeah,
because he's the one pushing it forward, or at least SpaceX are the ones pushing it forward.
Now that's what SpaceX is in all sorts of ways, is a contractor for SpaceX ultimately. When we're supposed to go back to the moon next year. It's a NASA mission. SpaceX is just one part of that. So yeah, if and when Elon takes us to Mars, it will be a joint venture with most of the Earth's space agencies and SpaceX and other contractors as well. But probably the big takeaway headline was that Mechazilla. Do you remember that?
No, I do not.
So there was.
Really? Was it some kind of robot monster rampaging around Tokyo?
Kind of. It wasn't rampaging around Tokyo.
Not yet.
But it was a giant monstrous machine, or is, still exists.
It is prepped just in case the Japs get any ideas.
Yeah, next step is Elon's going to put the Mechazilla on legs, make it walk around. It's a stationary thing. Oh. But so SpaceX launches all sorts of rockets. The Falcon Heavy is one of the biggest ones. But the biggest one is Starship. That's actually what it's called. That's what Elon named it. And it is massive. It really is massive. I mean, in fact, can we see this image? Look, there you can see for scale, sort of how big it is. And that is supposed to be the vehicle, or at least a vehicle very similar to it, which will take men to the moon and ultimately Mars. By the time we actually do that, it'll be a bit different. But essentially, this is what it is. Starship. And you know that SpaceX love to reuse their modules.
Well, yeah, that's the thing I'm most aware of them, is that they want to be able to retrieve them so that it's not creating debris, so that it's not creating waste. And again, just because it's more efficient to be able to reuse them.
Way more efficient. When you spend millions and millions and millions, tens of millions of dollars on a rocket, and it's a once, use and lose, send it up and it's gone. Whereas if you can refill these things, if you could get them back safely to Earth and then refill them, then that's massively, massively more efficient.
Yeah, that's the one thing I did see, was that they had that large tower that caught one of them. That was a very, very successful mission by the looks of it.
That is the Mechazilla.
Oh, that was the Mechazilla. Okay.
That's its colloquial nickname, is the Mechazilla. So you can see Starship, that giant thing we just saw men standing on, plummeting out of low Earth orbit. And in fact, we don't really need. Well, actually, let's leave the sound on, because when the boosters kick in, it really is something, I think. Sort of, a monstrous, obviously it's a long
So is this all automated, or is
it there's no Yeah, there's no humans on board.
Well, I imagine there's no humans on board for this.
Yeah.
They're trying to catch it.
Yeah, the rocket's kicking, so they're on the way from it. Whoever's filming it.
So, by my understanding, that is a ridiculous step forward in this kind of technology.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's scarcely believable. Yeah, that was a first. That was literally the first. Let's watch from another angle. We don't need the volume necessarily.
I don't think it's got any audio anyway.
Right. Oh no. So this is very recent. This happened very recently, and it's landing. If you can see on the right there, that's a platform at sea.
Oh, it's sea as well.
It's at sea, yeah. And that obviously isn't a starship.
Yeah.
But they tried, there's lots of footage you can see of them trying exactly that and it failing. It failing to land and blowing up.
Well, I've seen those ones, and people were using those ones in the past as kind of a celebration of, haha, isn't Elon an idiot? He's never going to get this to work. Because, of course, spiteful mutants, being mutants who are spiteful, are more interested in just being able to get one over Elon Musk than anything that's actually exciting or pushes us forward or pushes technology forward. Like, what's his name? Is it Thunderfoot?
Chunderfoot, yeah.
Yeah, Chunderfoot.
Blunderfoot. Yeah. He can't help himself but try and dunk on Elon.
Yeah, there was the live stream compilation of him watching one of these Mechzillas catch the shuttle. Yeah. And he was so disappointed. he was saying it through gritted teeth, like, I guess it worked. It's pathetic. Yeah. It's pathetic. If you're somebody who claims to be interested in science and technology and the future of it all, this is not something that you should hold personally against Elon for petty reasons. This is something you should be like, wow, this is amazing.
It's really weird. I don't want to dwell on Thunderfoot for a second longer than needs be. But yeah, it's weird that him and people like him hate Elon for political reasons, I imagine. It can only be out of pure blind jealousy or political reasons. I don't actually watch Thunderfoot. So I don't actually know exactly why.
Watch the compilation.
Why hilarious. I did see that.
Yeah,
and I have watched a little bit of Thunderfoot over the years. You know, his run-ins with Carl and things. But yeah, it can only be out of jealousy or political reasons. I don't really know. Don't really care. But anyway, what a remarkable thing that it worked first, because it was the first time they tried to use Mechazilla sort of, you know, with live fire, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
And. Yeah. Again, when you see images like that, you sort of forget the scale of it a bit.
Yeah, it looks amazing. And when you pointed out the scale, that whole tower must be enormous.
Yeah, it's like the size of a block of flats. Yeah, yeah. Remarkable. Let's do another one. Probably don't need the volume. But this is like a close-up one. In fact, maybe the volume, because again, the rockets are... music over it. But yeah, you can see like the 30 plus engines all firing away. Yeah, the precision required, that's the thing, isn't it? Mankind is a tool maker. That's what we are. We're an ape, really, zoologically speaking, an ape, but quite a remarkable ape that's able to talk and build tools.
And eventually build this.
Right.
And who knows what next?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing where I talked at the beginning of the segment about not getting to see the future. How disappointed I am on a fundamental level, because this is the tip of the iceberg. We're still in our absolute infancy of space travel and space exploration and engineering and technology and all those things.
But still, we've been turned off from this stuff for so, so long. And now Elon's come in with SpaceX, and all of a sudden there are these massive leaps. There's a few faulty starts to begin with. But then all of a sudden you're starting to get these kinds of developments. So who knows what's going to happen even in the near future. It doesn't have to be that, you know, it's multiple lifetimes away. You might still get to see it, Bo.
Well, I've been a smoker since I was about 15, so I doubt it.
Hey, I've known 90-year-olds who still smoke a pack a day.
True.
There's a brilliant, seem worse for wear.
There's a brilliant photo of a little old lady lighting a cigarette off her 100th birthday cake.
Hey, there you
go. I love that photo. That's what keeps me...
That's what keeps you going. Yeah. That's what keeps you sucking it down.
Yeah.
You're not going to get me, Sunak. Starmer, you can't touch me.
So, yeah, I mean, hopefully in the next few decades, maybe there'll be sort of massive acceleration of the technology and things.
And maybe you'll get to light your 100th birthday cigarette off the engine.
Off the engine?
Just stand just close enough.
Remarkable. Or my 200th. Hopefully they'll be able to map my genome and like 3D print like a new heart and new lungs and liver.
Yeah, there you go.
As long as the brain stays good.
Keep on going.
Who knows? Yeah. Maybe one day I'll do a segment about advances in medical science, medical technology. So I'm also very interested. Yeah,
on podcast of Lotus Eaters episode 500,000, you'll still be here presenting that one.
I'm on my 16th new heart.
Still keeping it going.
They've just put a zip in there now. So you can change it out. You can do it at home. All right, so let's watch another little clip. There's a camera in the way, I can't quite see.
There you go.
All right, we don't need to actually hear it, but just... So that's a Starship taking off, obviously, a launch. I think that was the fourth one. They've done five now. I remember watching the first one in our old studio. It didn't get very far.
Mm.
It blew up quite quickly. But Elon said it would be weird if it didn't, because it was like the first test.
Yeah, it's a work in progress.
Yeah, but it's a giant thing. And, well, I'm looking forward to... That's the thing that returns. That's the bit of it that returns. I'm looking forward to whether it's next year or probably more realistically the year after, or who knows, it could be many years down the line, men are going to go back to the moon. Now, I know people say... many people just think, like, sometimes you get a comment saying, space is fake.
I've heard that once or twice in the office.
Yeah.
Not going to say who.
But yeah, some people think it's all a giant hoax and we've never actually been to low Earth orbit, let alone outside of low Earth orbit. Certainly never, ever been to the moon. It's not possible. You'd have space cancer immediately or whatever.
That sounds like a very scientifically informed opinion.
And because we did a segment once with Dan about...
Yeah, I remember.
Landing. Right, yeah.
I remember there was one feature of that segment right in the middle who did not look very impressed.
Oh, Callum.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wouldn't have it, would he? Just to say on that, real quick, I do think there's some very, very suspicious... This is one of the failures earlier on, one of the fins burnt off. I do think there's some suspicious things about, especially the early Apollo missions. I wouldn't be surprised if it transpires that Apollo 11, there was some really weird stuff about it. Mm. But nonetheless, by like Apollo 15 and 16, seems to me anyway, to my mind, no doubt that they went to the moon and came back. I don't know, anyway. So hopefully this generation's lunar exploits will sort of, they'll make it sort of beyond doubt in various ways. Hopefully, we'll see. They've already picked the crew and stuff. DEI.
Are you joking?
No, the leader. Well, he's probably. The dude must be perfectly.
Surely you can't.
Legit, but he's a black dude. He's the...
You can't DEI something as important as that, because it's not like an office job where you just got HR manager. I'll just get whoever in off the characteristics. You're playing with people's. They could blow up if they get it wrong.
Yeah.
Unless this is some like 4D chess. From Elon, but I don't think so. He must be qualified and he must be good at what he's doing.
Yeah. He's a NASA dude. It's not a SpaceX dude. And yeah, I mean, he's perfectly qualified, but he happens to be black. But anyway.
Best of luck either way.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. Best of luck. I wish them all the best a thousandfold. That's just a Falcon Heavy, a mere Falcon 9 taking off. But yeah, I just can't get enough of all this stuff. I love it. Imagine you had effectively endless money, or not endless money, but imagine you had 200 billion plus and growing, and you could do whatever you want with it, whatever you want with it, short of just philanthropy and just like, you know. Yeah,
I like that. You said it like a dirty word. Yeah. Sure, just helping people.
Yeah. No, I would do that.
Would you be like Bullington, going out and burning your money in front of hobos?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't. If I had 200 plus billion, I would be doing a fair bit of philanthropy. I would be. Yeah. I would be doing a reverse George Soros as well, though, in the West.
You'd have to do like old school philanthropy, like the Carnegie type, where you just build massive libraries.
Yeah, libraries.
Beautiful buildings in cities, re-beautify cities and urban areas. That's what I'd want to do.
Or wells everywhere, like WaterAid is quite a good charity, where you go to all sorts of rural places in the world where people sort of are forced to drink dirty water and get all sorts of diseases, and you just build them a decent well or a pump so they can drink clean water. Just do that hundreds of thousands of times all over the world.
Maybe it's selfish of me. I prefer the idea of big, beautiful libraries.
Well, and libraries.
And libraries.
And the libraries. but then beyond that, you could then just finance any sort of pet project, up to and including a space agent, a personal, privately owned space agency. It's quite cool that Elon, I do think it is cool that Elon chose to do that out of anything he could have done, right? Mm. Took sort of the big view, the sort of zoomed out view of human civilization, and thought that, you know, we do actually need to get off this rock in case it's annihilated by something.
I think the 20th century, I think, has shown that that's a fair concern. Before then, maybe less so, but the 20th century, maybe.
I mean, what if we just through all just really a miscommunication, there's some sort of terrible miscommunication, there's a nuclear exchange.
Like almost happened a number of times.
Yeah, exactly. That did almost happen a few times. It was only aliens that came down and saved us, actually, wasn't it? You know that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think that's a Dan segment, isn't it?
It was the aliens came to the US silos and stopped them from firing. Again, we don't need the volume. This is just sort of a montage video of sort of what SpaceX has achieved, not just this year, but... Oh, yeah, do you remember when they put that Tesla up in orbit? Do you remember
Yeah, I do remember that.
That's a Falcon, isn't it? Yeah, so I suppose, just to reiterate one more time, what SpaceX has achieved in this last calendar year has been really, really remarkable, and it's set to go forward, because for the Mars shot, they need a sort of a permanent, semi-permanently manned base on the moon. They need probably some sort of moon station, something like the International Space Station, but that orbits the moon, and definitely a bigger, better Earth station dock, because you'd have to, the idea is that the final ship that goes to Mars has to be refueled in orbit, because it would just be too heavy. There's no way, like what the Apollo missions did was go straight from, like Alpine style, go straight from the base to the summit and back in one go. That's why those massive Saturn V rockets were so monstrously big. Well, to go to Mars, you just can't really do that. You have to take the thing up and refuel it in orbit. And anyway, and for all sorts of different logistical reasons, you just need loads, and those starships we saw, you need loads of them, like half a dozen or a dozen or two dozen. You need to be able to be relaunching them all the time. Like Musk has said, he wants to be able to be launching a starship like every few days.
It needs to be a production line.
Yeah, absolutely, a production line. And just get used to and be sort of perfect at launching them and then relanding them.
Yeah, cause
perfectly.
I suppose programming in the sort of precision that it takes to do this will also go a long way for the precision it would take to do an in-orbit refueling as well.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it sounds to me a lot like sci-fi. Did you ever watch the film The Martian?
Yeah, what, the one with Matt Damon?
Yeah, the one with Matt Damon. Didn't they have to do a thing in that where partway through the trip they had to send out a rocket to refuel the ship that they were on whilst they were in space?
I don't really remember it that way. It was a long time ago. Sorry, but it sounds right. Yeah, sounds exactly right. That is the science.
Samson is nodding. Right, so, right. Yeah.
No, that is the science of it.
That's probably Ridley Scott's last decent film.
Yeah. God, don't get me started on Sir Ridley. So, yeah, I just think it's remarkable. And when the Mechazilla caught that thing earlier this year, it is sort of unbelievable, to me anyway. Sort of can't quite believe your eyes. Like, was that AI? Is that real? But it was real. A gigantic thing. Okay, so SpaceX, long may it last, and Godspeed to them.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And what you should be doing is using your new Load Seaters gift subscription, that new feature we've got on the site, to watch all of our premium content while you've got lots of downtime over the holidays. I hope you're having a nice time. Also, check out our Twitter where we post links to everything that we're putting out. Thank you very much for watching. Have a nice holiday and goodbye.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.